Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
I've got a great show for you today. We're going to start with a call from Philip in Pensacola, Florida. He's got a problem with anxiety and panic and dread. And then we're going to take a call from Denver, Colorado about resentment in relationships. Oh, resentment has ruined so many relationships. I'm going to give you some advice about how to overcome resentment and restore your relationship. And then I'm going to tie it all together and talk about the spiritual life, the meditative life, and how to find it. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Anxiety is Not Your Fault. And now here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Let's get the program off to a good start, and let's take a call that came in on our listener call-in line.
My name is Philip. I'm here in Pensacola, and I'm having a problem with anxiety and panic and dread. And your program was on for about 15 minutes. And you just stuck a note with me. Anyway, hope you have a good day. And we don't get your program out here in Pensacola, but sure like the one of 15-minute section I did here. Thanks, and have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Anxiety is a problem for a lot of people. And it springs from a feeling of not being able to cope. You can feel like you can't cope when you start a new task. But more often than not, if you start a new task, yeah, you have a little anxiety. Or you're going to give a speech, yeah, you have a little anxiety. But you get over it pretty quick. But a lot of people start to have anxiety over a lot of things. And when you have anxiety over a lot of things, it adds up. In other words, if I have anxiety over this, and then half an hour later over that, and half an hour later over this and over that. You see how, as the day proceeds over and over again, anxiety, then pretty soon it seems like your whole day is just filled with anxiety. But it's one thing, and then it's another, and then it's another. Now, if you have one thing, you know, you have to go talk to the boss, or you got to talk to your kid's school teacher, or you're going for a physical exam, or you got to give a big speech. You know what I mean, those kind of things. Yeah, you feel kind of on edge, and you could say a little bit of anxiety, but then some of us have more than that. It's like angst. It's like dread. Remember that picture that came from Europe, from the painter in Europe, where you had this person, and they had their ears covered, and they were standing there with their ears covered, and their eyes were big and round? I don't know if you remember. That was a painting. But it was famous years ago because it just expressed the dread and the anxiety and the oh no and oh my God type of feeling that people get. Now, what's it all about? Well, see, today we are impinged upon by more things coming at us than ever before. Everywhere you go, there are people talking, and there are advertisements, and there are flashing lights, and there are colors, and there are appeals, and there are questions, and there are the news. You put on the news, all you have to do is listen to the news for 1 minute. It's enough to make anybody feel anxious. You walk down the street in some neighborhoods, and you see bad people lurking around. That's enough to make you feel anxious. You know, so it's everywhere. You put the TV on and just remember Marshall McLuhan said the medium is the message. Do you remember that? He was a famous writer. And I think he was a sociologist. I don't remember. But he said the medium is the message. Well, right now, I just saw that if you put something on a radio, you put on your iPhone, you put on your computer screen, you put on your television, and there's lots of intense sounds and lots of intense lights and lots of intense things going on. Well, that's the message. Now, there's all of that intensity. And if that intensity gets inside, if it gets to you, then you're going to feel overwhelmed. See?
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, helping you overcome the baggage of the past and move forward to a new zest for life.
Have you ever, do you remember when you were a little kid, maybe, and you got called to the teacher's desk, or your parent called you and they were mad at you about something or other? And you tried to explain yourself, but they just talked really, really fast. And they threw a lot of things in your face all of a sudden. And they didn't give you a chance to answer or even to process it. Well, you see what I mean. So here's the thing. There's so much that around that impinges upon us from the outside. You have to find a way to keep it all on the outside. That's what I'm getting at. You have to find a way to keep it all on the outside, because as soon as it gets on the inside, see, you put the radio on, and there's an advertisement, and then they talk about some issue, and then they kind of phrase it in such a way that they try to make it seem like you might have that issue. Then if it gets inside, you start thinking about, well, do I have that? And then you start wondering about it. Before you know it, you start worrying about it. And before you know it, you start thinking, I got to do something about it. And then you go somewhere and they say, well, you need to have this done to you, and you need to have that done to you. Oh, my God. And then you worry about that. Am I going to be able to afford it? What about side effects? See what I mean? One thing leads to another. Because it starts when it gets inside. I want to make you aware of two things. First of all, there's so much that impinges upon us that you have to find a way to keep it out there. The old example I always give, and it's such a good one, and that is, the way to keep it on the outside is like, if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and the television is at the other end of the room and there's some old movie on it and it's no good, and it's just there blaring, the television is blaring away, and it's just background noise. You don't pay attention to it. It's not credible. It's not believable. And it doesn't affect you at all. See, that's the way you have to learn how to go through life. Keep it all on the outside so that it's out there, but it doesn't get in. See, so that's the way it is. But you see, the clever things on the internet and on television, and the way, and people are very seductive and they're very clever and they have problems and they get you involved. And before you know it, it does get inside. So you got to keep it on the outside. So two things. Number one, learn from now on to keep it on the outside. And then number two, what about the things that did get inside? Well, you have to deal with them too. You have to learn to watch them without becoming upset by them. Thoughts will rise. See, and what are those thoughts? Worries, negative thoughts, what if that? See what I mean? You have to learn to just watch them. You have to learn how to be aware of some issues. See, some things we do need to pay attention to, don't we? Some things we do need to do something about. But you have to find a way so that you can watch and discern those things that do need your attention as a husband, as a wife, as a parent, as a worker. You see what I mean? And then have them in your consciousness so you know you have to deal with them in some way without being upset by them, to be aware of an issue without being upset by it. Okay? So, the problem is that when you begin to feel like you can't cope, so many things have overwhelmed you, and in the past, things didn't work out. You got a divorce, or you lost your job, or you tried something and it didn't work, or you tried to go to someone and talk to them and they didn't even want to hear what you had to say and slammed the door in your face, and somebody else misunderstood what you meant, and they got it all wrong, and you weren't able to clear the air. And there's all these things, see, and they rise up. And so they didn't work out. So now you can get to the point that you're afraid of facing anything because you don't know how to cope. Now, here's another important point. This is very important. In fact, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to come back and continue with this topic, and I'm going to bring in another call. And I'm going to answer both, continue to talk about anxiety and keeping everything on the outside. And then I'm also going to address this new call. And I've already heard it, so I think you're going to like it. And then, after that, I'm going to talk about something that will help you to keep it all on the outside. And then, but first we have to take a little break.
You can listen to past programs on our website, SheddingShackles.com, SheddingShackles.net, or SheddingShackles.us. Simply go to the homepage and then click on Listen. You can listen to the most recent programs, or go to the program archives and listen to those from past years. With your support, we'll be helping people for many years to come.
All right, I'm back. Let's take a call.
Hey, Roland. Hey, it's a guy in Denver. I just heard your teaching on resentment, and it was just fascinating. You described myself to an absolute T about resentment in my marriage, and I was just curious if a man was able to self-diagnose with all that resentment, how you'd get rid of it. Anyway, thank you for doing this program.
Oh, thank you for listening there in Denver. Glad to hear from you. You got it. Resentment. Doesn't that ruin a lot of relationships? It sure does. And how could you possibly have a relationship fixed or have a relationship that's not ruined, or if it has been ruined, to fix it? So the caller hit it right on the head. Resentment. That's it. Resenting your partner, and resenting yourself, or resenting anybody, but especially right now we're talking about resenting your partner. Here's what happens when you don't resent your partner. Let's say that there's an issue and you don't resent your partner. You see that she's just a lady, or your husband is just a man, and you don't hate them, and you don't resent them. And yeah, you realize you've made some mistakes. So some of the things she's saying are actually true. See? Then that is so beautiful, because now you got your ego out of the way. Now you just see the situation as it is. And you know what? Without resentment, you have access to intuition. You have access to love. You have access to patience. You have access to wisdom. You have access to those when you're not resentful. You hold to the higher ground, which is not resenting. It's a humble awareness. It's wanting to do what's right, and you're not even quite sure what the right thing is. It's a such a beautiful, sweet attitude, and you're not resentful. And God sees that. That's right. He sees it. And your intuition is available to you for you to do or say the right thing. And if you don't know what to say, to just stand there but without resentment. It's beautiful. And through that, through your nothingness, through your not doing anything, through your not getting up on your high horse, through your not getting your ego involved and becoming angry and resentful, through that nothingness, then God can act. Love can come in through you into the situation so that love will be in the midst of your home, of your marriage. It's so beautiful. Remember, Paul was asking God to take some issue away from him. And God said, my grace is sufficient. My power is made perfect in weakness. So when you're weak, when you don't try to reach down and grab for some anger, when you don't try to reach for some clever thing to say or some mean thing to say, when you don't try to figure everything out and try to impress another person or something, when you just stand there in your weakness, then good can come through, love can come through. It's just beautiful. So try it. See, you've never tried that. You didn't know. But now you know, because I just told you. So I want to tie it all together now. I've just been talking about resentment in a marriage or a relationship. Before, the nice gentleman talked about anxiety, not feeling like he could cope. Now do you see the link? Resentment. See? Resentment cuts you off from the source of patience, the source of love, from which you could be aware of things without anxiety, without anger, without resentment, without judgment, without worry. You just watch, and you're connected to love. You're connected to what faith is all about. And there's no need to be anxious, because some energy comes through and it holds back the tide. It subdues your anger. It holds worry in abeyance. And the moment passes, and not only are you safe, but love was there, and it has a profound effect on everybody. So watch out for resentment, my friend, and let it go. It'll help you not only in your relationship, but it'll help you with worries that arise and people's issues that they bring up and things that they say about you, and you start to think about them and worrying about them. If you don't resent, then you won't be tempted to worry and struggle. All right. Now, I want to mention two things that are very important. Number one, the listener call-in line. We mention it from time to time. This time, I really, really, really want to mention it so that you hear it. Call the listener call-in line if you have a question about anxiety, about resentment, about marriage, about relationships, about life, about God, about is something important. call the Lister call-in line. What is it? 510-455-8851. You could call it right now. You could call it as soon as this program is over. You could call it anytime, 24/7. Call it and leave your comment or your question or both. And some of them I'll answer on the air. And you'll not only will you get it answered, but the answer that I give will help other people too. So you're not, don't be selfish. Be willing to say, look, I got this issue. And then the answer will help you and will help others, okay?
A Meditation Moment with Jeremiah Trujillo. Realizations are wonderful things. You can have faith that when it's good for you to know, you'll see the realization again, this time even deeper. You go about your life and kind of forget it, and then it comes back. If you find yourself compulsively thinking about something, you can be sure that it was somehow implanted from outside, even as an animal is compulsively attracted to something. This new life requires constant reinforcement, otherwise it perishes. The money, perks, and approval you take from worldly authorities also enslave you. Jesus can set you free, but you have to be willing to see your own wrongs. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
The other thing I want to mention is my very nice new little biofeedback exercise, which is so helpful to get you started. Some of you are so pulled out into things, so overwhelmed, you get so lost in your worries and doubts and fears and anxieties and memories and everything. You need something to help you get started. And this little exercise is so beautiful. It's a little hand-warming exercise. It teaches you how to become still. And you can find it at sittingquietlyamerica.com. Sittingquietlyamerica.com. And there it is. You can listen to it and start and use it. Use my voice to help you get started to practice it. Now, the things that I'm telling you are not new. These things have been known and are known, and have been known for a long time. I'm just putting it in terms that you can understand. And I'm making you aware of it. I want to read something to you, very beautiful. This is from a devotional book called Daily Strength for Daily Deeds, edited by Mary Tylston. It's a classic. It's an inspiring collection of spiritual passages in prose and verse, one for every day of the year. Well, I'm reading one right now. It's for March 6th. That's not today's date, but that's the date that I'm in this book here. Listen to this. This is Francis de Sales. He was a very thoughtful, a very contemplative, a very deep man, Francis de Sales. Listen to what he says here. Strive to see God in all things without exception, and acquiesce in His will with absolute submission. Do everything for God, uniting yourself to Him by a mere upward glance, or by the overflowing of your heart towards Him. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inward peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Commend all to God, and then lie still and be at rest in His bosom, trusting to His eternal love for you, And if you find that you have wandered forth from this shelter, recall your heart quietly and simply. St. Francis de Sales, he gets it. Did you notice he said, do everything for God, uniting yourself to him by a mere upward glance. It says in the Bible, lift up your eyes. It says Christ lifted up his eyes. There's something mystical about that. That's the meditative life, the spiritual life. Learn to be still. Learn to inquire of God. Learn to watch. And rest in the bosom of God. Beautiful. So, I hope you have gleaned something of value from this program. Incidentally, you can listen to it again and again. You can go to the audio archives at sheddingshackles.com. And it's also, you know, on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts, all over the place. Shedding Shackles. And get the beautiful little exercise, the biofeedback exercise, to help you get started to calm down. You can find it at Sitting Quietly America. It's so simple, so beautiful. SittingQuietlyAmerica.com. And call the listener call-in line. Call it now. You have a question right now? Call it before you forget the question. You'll be helping me to answer your question, and you'll be helping other people because other people have the same issue you do. Guaranteed. 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. I wish you well. I wish you all the best. I wish that God will hold you in the palm of his hand. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.